You're listening to the Women Inspiring Women podcast. Each week, network marketing professional and mom-turned-entrepreneur Melanie Mitro gives you her tried-and-true tips for building a business from your kitchen table. This self-made millionaire went from a stay-at-home mom to the top of a network marketing business in just 3 years. She built an online health and fitness business from the ground up while raising babies and juggling being a mom and wife. Now she wants to help you become the boss of your own life. For blog posts, business tips, and more, check out her website at melaniemitro.com. Now let's get to the show. Here's your host, Melanie Mitro.
Well, hey, everybody. It is Melanie Mitro, the host of the Women Inspiring Women podcast, and we are back for a new episode. It's a solo episode. You are getting me this week, and I am coming off of an incredible event that I attended a few weeks ago for my business, and I want to unpack that for you on today's episode. Just the power of being in rooms where there are other highly motivated entrepreneurs or like-minded individuals, maybe it's in the same industry or different industries. And I just want to talk about the value that that brings to your life and how it actually helps you earn more money. And I know that if you are anything like me, you're listening to this podcast episode and maybe you come from a background where you didn't invest in coaching, you figured it out on your own, you waited till you were completely underwater before you hired help, or maybe maybe you have this mindset of, I don't want to hire help because I'm bad at delegating. I'm bad at outsourcing. I can do it all myself. I don't want to give up control. And, you know, or maybe you just don't want to stop and find the time to make it happen. Well, I am here to tell you that you can only get so far in your business on your own. And yes, I've learned this the hard way many times in my life. And today we're going to have a conversation about when is the right time to invest? Why should you invest? And what should a smart investment look like? You know, how do you really set yourself up for long-term success? So I'm speaking to you today if you have a desire to grow and scale your network marketing organization. If you want to build a team, if you want to scale beyond your sales and you see the power of residual income, meaning you understand that by having a team that is running alongside of you, they are working towards their own goals, they are selling, they're recruiting to their team, they're building their organizations, you understand that that is going to have a direct result and immediate impact on your bottom line, that you're going to actually be able to grow and scale faster when you have a downline versus if you were to continue to be a one woman or one man show, bringing in sales every single month and just really relying on yourself to do the work. There is a distinct difference when you make a decision that you are going to grow and scale a team. And I know that many of you right now listening to this episode are thinking, oh my gosh, Melanie, I can't even, that thought overwhelms me. The thought of scaling my organization overwhelms me because I don't see how my already full calendar could support more customers, more team members. I don't see how I could find the time to even create the systems to duplicate what I've been able to do to even onboard more people. I'm already stretched thin. And I feel like if I were to start growing my organization or really scaling, that I would have to choose between my family, my priorities, or my business. I'm here to tell you that we need to challenge your thinking. We have to challenge your thinking because the beauty of network marketing is that you can make money while you are out there enjoying time with your family. You know, right now there's these reels that are going around on social where, you know, a mom is pushing her daughter on the swing and talking about how she made X amount of money. There are pictures of women on the beach enjoying a cocktail or a mocktail, and they're talking about how they made X amount of money this week in their business while they're enjoying the beach. And while I believe that that is true to a point, I also believe that there was a lot of legwork that goes into creating residual income. I'll never forget sitting on a call with my upline and her having a slide that pops up on the screen. And the slide is her with a coconut on the beaches of Bora Bora. And she had up on the screen how much money she had made that week while she was on vacation. And she talked about the power of residual income. And for me, I was the woman who was behind the scenes working really hard. I was getting product sales. I was helping my customers get signed up. I was getting my business off the ground. And I was really just starting to dabble in the business opportunity, in growing my team. But when she explained the income opportunity that was connected to presenting the business and getting more people on my team that wanted to achieve freedom, flexibility, more financial stability in their life, when she talked about how when you have that group of people that have a vision and want to make an impact and an income, how it's going to shift your income. And how, yes, at that point, when you do have a working team underneath of you, you don't always have to be physically there to earn a paycheck. You are now creating an organization where even if you take a week-long vacation and you are enjoying quality time with your family, you will still have a paycheck coming in. And for me, when she started to talk about how much money you could earn from product sales, but then how much more you could earn if you had a team, I was like, that's it. I will get uncomfortable. I will share this opportunity. I will do things that I've never done before. I'll be bold about it because, yes, I want the residual income. I also knew that I wanted to build this business alongside of other women. I knew what it was doing for my life. So I immediately thought, this is a gift to other people. I want to get out there and share this with others. And if I can build the business, create the systems, cultivate this awesome community and mastermind with other really cool women that I get to build a business with, that's an added bonus to have these cool relationships that are allowing us to make a bigger impact, especially in our families' lives. And so for me, I was in it. I was committed. I was willing to get uncomfortable. And that was really the start of me beginning to step into the role of a business mentor, of being seen as somebody who was building a team that if you wanted to build a health and fitness business, that I was your go-to girl. And I really started to show up differently. And as a result of that, over the next 6 and 12 months, I skyrocketed my income. I quadrupled my income and I was helping other women to achieve that financial flexibility as well. This domino effect created the momentum that ultimately took us to the number one spot in the company and helped us to grow multiple million-dollar earners in the organization. It's changed my life. It's why I am so passionate about what I do. And it's the reason that 5 years ago, I said, I can't just keep this to my team. I started the company Chic Influencer with my co-founder, and we now help network marketers across the world to grow and scale their network marketing businesses. My passion is teaching people how to build rockstar teams. And I believe that what right now is such a ceiling for people is they can't fathom going past where they are today. They just can't see it. And I get that because about 5 months ago, I sat down with my business partner and we had this conversation. For the past 4 years, we've been growing and scaling our company, Chic Influencer. We've been doing it on our own. We've had a couple of mentors along the way. We've invested in some courses. We've had, you know, a mentor that helped us with HR and policies and procedures and some of the nitty-gritty details of scaling an actual company. But what we needed help with was the online scalability at this point. And we sat around and we thought to ourselves, all right, if we want to continue just small incremental increases every single year, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. We won't hire a business coach. We won't invest in somebody teaching us what to do. We will literally just keep and we were growing. We've been scaling. We've had our income has increased every single year since we started Chic Influencer. But last year, we sat down and said, it's time for a breakthrough year. It is time for a year where we are ready to lift the veil on our potential. We know that we're right there on the cusp of a big breakthrough. And we wanted a mentor. We wanted a mastermind. We wanted a guide, a one-on-one coaching mentor that could literally help us blow the doors off of our business. And so we went on this quest to interview not one person, but like three or four people. And through this process, we found our mentor, the person that we decided to align to. And the reason that we sat down and decided to make a big business investment, not a little one, a very large business investment, was number one, because we knew that the person we were investing in had done what we wanted to do. We knew that the person we were investing in could help us grow and scale our business to the mark that we wanted to get to. Why? Because he had actually already done it. He had experience with network marketing. He also had an incredible network of other people and resources that he could connect us to. Also, through the interview process, as we started asking for testimonials, he was able to provide us with testimonials that basically people were like, I have invested year after year because the value was just so immense that, I can't recommend him enough. And so through that process and then also we did a discovery call with him, and we sat down and we had a conversation, and we just immediately felt this connection. We trusted his expertise, and we felt comfortable that investing this kind of money, while it literally made me want to throw up at how much money I was about to invest, we knew that the only way that we were going to get to where we wanted to go is if we made an investment that forced us to take the action. Now, not that Katie or I are not action takers. We are. We're the kind of people that if we're going to invest in something, hands down, we are going to be good on that investment. You know, we are not going to play around. We are not going to make excuses. If we say we're going to do it, we're going to make it happen. But it was a big investment. And it meant that if we were going to show up at a higher level, we needed to play at a higher level. And so if you're sitting here right now and you are incrementally seeing your business increase, that's sort of a sign number one. The second thing is if you say to yourself, I'm ready to have a record-breaking year, like I'm tired of playing small, I want to blow the doors off my business, that's another sign that it's time to hire a business mentor. If you are sitting here saying, I need to cut my learning curve, like I could figure this all out on my own, but I need somebody to bounce ideas off of, I need somebody that can be the expertise, the guide, that can give me copy scripts, has access to people who do content copy, copywriting, web design, social media, all of that. If that is you, right, and you're saying, I need to cut this learning curve, then you might actually be ready to make the investment. Now, when you're investing in your business, I would say when I first started, I learned that you should invest 10% of what you make back into your business. So when you think about that, right, 10% of what you make, and it only goes to a certain point. Once you hit a certain point, you know, the investment doesn't really get any bigger. But if you say to yourself, all right, right now I am making, you know, $50,000 a year, and you were to take 10% of that, your $50,000 a year, right, what is that? $5,000 that you would invest back into your business. If you're making $100,000, right, you're investing $10,000 back into your business. How many of you right now are actually doing that? How many of you are investing 10% back into your business, whether it is through courses, it is through a private business coach, it is a mastermind, it is a group coaching program? I would venture to say that some of you are not doing that because right now you're holding on to that money and you're afraid to make that investment. But what is not making that investment costing you? And this was really the question that Katie and I asked ourselves. We were like, what is this not costing us? This is costing us an entire year of trying to figure it out. It is causing us stress. It is causing us anxiety. It is us knowing that we have an incredible business, but we know we need to make a few small tweaks in our approach to what we're doing to actually make a huge, huge change in the outcome that we are getting. And so I want you to think about it right now. By not investing in mentorship in your network marketing business, is it costing you the ability to walk away from a full-time job that right now is sucking your soul? Is not investing in your business costing you the support of your spouse because they just don't see how you're ever going to be able to break even or get ahead in your business? Is this costing you long-term, your long-term planning, kids' college education, paying off debt, being able to travel more, maybe it's early retirement? All of those things, when you look at the short-term sacrifice for the long-term lifestyle that you want to create, it then starts to become a no-brainer. And that truly what it was for Katie and I as we sat and thought through this investment. We actually began to think to ourselves, all right, if we want to get to this number, if we want to get to this impact in 2024, we have got to align ourselves to people that know how to do the things that we're doing. We know that we needed some additional resources for our team, and we just needed a template that we could follow. And we knew that we were executors and we were implementers. We're not just collectors of information. Heck, I bought a course about 3 weeks ago and I have been binge watching the course. I have already been updating some of my content that I've been doing and I'm implementing it. I am the kind of person that if I purchase, I am going to plan out the time and make sure that it happens while I am keeping my business afloat, right? While I am still generating income, I am not stopping to redo everything that I'm doing. So you have to say to yourself, all right, am I the kind of person that also makes an investment? But when I make an investment, I am good on the investment. I do my part. I make sure that I show up and do the work that needs to get done because I know that in the end that I am going to go further and faster because of the investment that I've actually made. Now, for those of you that are sitting here thinking, okay, great. I know I need to invest. I know that I want to blow the doors off my business this year. And now I'm to the point where it's like, what should I actually invest in? Here's what you need to actually sit down and do. You want to sit down and say, what are the skills what are the skill sets that I lack? If it is time management, if it is recruiting a downline, leadership, systems, any of the things, sit down and think about what are the things that you are not strong at. And then I want you to sit down and say, what are the things I need out of a business mentor? And you need to make a list. These are the things that I'm looking for. These are the skills that I know that I need to sharpen. And then you have to sit down and say, and am I willing to do the work? That I need to pause on for one moment. Am I willing to do the work? Because so many people make business investments and they will sit there and go, I know I need to delegate. I know I need to create more systems for organization. And then simultaneously, at the same time, they make an investment. They align themselves to a mentor. Sometimes it's actually me. And then they get into the investment and they realize that it's uncomfortable. And I don't want to sugarcoat it. Anytime that you make a business investment and you say, all right, in order for me to go from where I am today to where I want to go, I know it's going to be uncomfortable and I'm okay with it. You also need to remind yourself that when you're actually in the moment, when I'm challenging you to hire the assistant, when I'm helping you to find your first person and we're creating the task list and we're setting up our task managers, you have to remind yourself that this is uncomfortable and that discomfort is a huge part of growth. Or, for example, if we know that we need to create a clear onboarding system for new team members as they come into the door, because the system that you were doing, it was effective, but it was actually leading you to burnout, and you realized that this wasn't scalable. And if you stepped away from being the woman in the trenches, that it wouldn't live on past you. But whenever we actually started working on that system, if you realized how uncomfortable it was, if you were getting pushback, if people were, you know, being negative about it, and you just shut down and go back to your old ways, well, that's not going to be productive. We're not going to be able to make good on your investment if you don't have the level of awareness that, yes, this might be uncomfortable, but if I just stick with it, in 6 to 8 months from now, I am going to have worked out the kinks. I am going to have an automated system. I am going to free up hours in my day that I can then either devote to recruiting new people, serving my leaders, or heck, maybe you have the size of the team you want to have. And now it's just doing that downline duplication, and you can actually build more residual income. But we have to be willing to lean into discomfort and know that that is a part of the scaling process. That a mentor, if they're not making you uncomfortable with the things that they're asking you to do, they're not the right mentor for you. A mentor should challenge you to get out of your comfort zone, and a mentor should challenge you to do things that are good for you, that are not against your core values, but actually are good for you to do. And that is exactly what our business mentor, Chris, did for us. In November and December, we basically looked at the services that we had to offer. We looked at our business and we basically said, this is not serving us and we need to rewrite the narrative. And it was so uncomfortable to take this leap of faith and change the way we were doing things. But guess what? As we stepped into January and we launched our new mentorship opportunity, it felt so good. It was so aligned. But the 8 weeks leading up to the launch were the most challenging 8 weeks that we have had in the last 5 years that we've been building our business together. And I kept reminding myself, this is good. This is good. We would message Chris. We would text him. We would get on calls. We would go over the details. And he was there with us every single step of the way, just acknowledging that as uncomfortable as this feels, it's the right decision. That is what mentorship brings to the table. That is why you invest, because you are so much more likely to revert to your old patterns and habits when you don't have somebody that is looking over your shoulder or is checking in with you, is making sure that you're being good on that business investment. So I just want to encourage you, if you are at a space where you are saying to yourself, I'm ready. This is my breakthrough year. I want to be in the top 10 of my company. I want to grow my residual income. I want to have a more systematic approach to my business. I feel like I'm winging it. And this, I can see that I've hit a cap. I've reached the potential that I feel like I can do on my own. And I need to align myself to somebody that can start teaching me the systems for duplicating my organization and for pushing me outside of my comfort zone. Then it's time for you to make that business investment. But if you're still the kind of person that says, I don't think I'm there yet in terms of, I don't think I'm there as a person, I have too much self-doubt. I have too much fear. I just care too much about what other people think. If you're not solid in that, then investing a large amount of money, probably not going to be the thing for you. Dabbling in a course might be a better option. All right. So investing in a course, investing in something that's group might be a better option. But if you want to know the nitty gritty details, this is where private business coaching comes into place, or a leadership mastermind where you are already at a higher level that you want to learn from other people. So this is what happened. We went to Scottsdale, Arizona, and the first week of March for our 5-day leadership event. I will tell you, this was one of the most eye-opening, uncomfortable, transformative experiences of my life. I have never done a mastermind like this before that I have been a part of. I have had lots of private business coaches over the years, but this is the first mastermind. And all of these people in this mastermind were super successful and they had great social media. They have great revenue. Some of them are way further along than I am in business. And I felt very uncomfortable walking into that mastermind. All kinds of imposter syndromes and self-doubts and fears and worries of, will they like me? Am I enough? Do I deserve to be in this room? And you're probably listening to me saying this thinking, are you nuts, Melanie? But I want to share that with you because it's real. Imposter syndrome doesn't ever go away. Now, I will remind myself, and I did this while I was doing my morning journaling before I went to these sessions. I would remind myself, it's okay if people don't like me. I'm not for everyone. I kept reminding myself that I deserve to be in the room, that I have value to bring to the table. And throughout the course of the week and getting to know every single mastermind member, here is what I learned. We all have the exact same worries, fears, and concerns. Yes, you have something to bring to the table. If you have the income level to be a part of that mastermind, which we all went through, a screening to where we all had to be accepted. It just wasn't like anybody could come into this mastermind. You deserve to be in the room and you had value to bring to the table. And through that week, not only did I realize that I had skills and talents that I could help the other members in the group, but I also realized that there were skills and talents in that room that other people could help me with as well. And it became this beautiful relationship building opportunity where I realized that you can go further and faster with other people in your corner. And I firmly, firmly believe that being a part of a mastermind is essential to your long-term success. I love my leadership mastermind that I run, and I love my private mentorship and group coaching that I do. I know that from this experience and being in that room and listening to the other speakers and having dinners that, you know that I'm now accountable. We walked away from that event and we had to put a wager on where we would be by the next time we met in person in October. And I made a wager. Katie and I put a wager out there of where our business was going to be at. And that is not something that we would have done if it wasn't for that mastermind. We are setting bigger goals than we had ever thought possible because we invested in ourselves. And we knew that if we wanted to continue to have the support of our spouse, if we wanted our team to keep supporting our vision and our mission, that we had to show up in a bigger way. And boy, are we showing up. And if you follow along our social media, you can already see that we have leveled up our game. And we're leveling up the service, the quality of the service, the marketing that we do. And that is because we have made the commitment to excellence. Chasing excellence is a choice. And I am asking myself, will this task help us get to this mark in the business every single day? And it's because of the one-on-one coaching and the group mastermind that is helping me to take my business to the next level. Now, here's the thing. You may not be at the same exact level that I am right now, or maybe you are, and maybe you show up and you listen to the Women Inspiring Women podcast every single week. And right now you're sitting here and you're like, man, I'd love to have mentorship. I'd love to work with Melanie, or I'd love to be in her leadership mastermind, but you're holding back because you're not ready to make a change. That's something you have to work on. You have to work on yourself. You have to get to the point where you actually look yourself in the mirror and you say, I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to get uncomfortable because doing business the way I've been doing it certainly is not going to help me scale and create the life by design that I'm after. If you're sitting here right now and you see it clear as day, you are ready to blow the doors off your business. You are Melanie and Katie in November of 2023, where we were sitting there around our kitchen table saying, this is it. This is the breakthrough year. Like, we're not playing small anymore. We're investing. We're in it. We need to have a conversation. I'm opening up spots for private business coaching. And I would love to have a conversation with you. It is application only. You do have to have a minimum income level in order to participate. You do have to be at that leadership level where you do have a team underneath of you and you are open and ready to scaling your organization and doing the work that needs to be done in order to get there. If that's you, if you're listening to this right now, I'd love to invite you to fill out the application that's right here in the show notes. Let's set up a call. Let's have a conversation around whether or not this would be a good fit for you. But I am invested in sharing with you the tools, the framework that I have for scaling a 6- and 7-figure network marketing business, from the onboarding to the time management to the duplication to leading your team to communicating the vision to scaling your social media and so much more. I have done the things you want to do, and I can help you achieve that next level of success. And then if you're looking for a mastermind opportunity because you want to get in the room with other high-level network marketers and you want to have an experience like I just had in the beginning of March, my leadership mastermind will open for enrollment, but not until June. So keep an eye out for that. Make sure you get on my list. I'll drop my leadership newsletter link so you can at least subscribe to that. That's definitely where I give the inside scoop to up-and-coming leadership opportunities to work together. But again, that also is a high level application only opportunity for you to be in the room with other successful network marketers. So you guys, investments, I want you to think about, what's your 10%? What are you investing back in your business right now? How are you getting out of your comfort zone, challenging your status quo, thinking about what is the top 20% of actions that are going to bring 80% of your revenue and opportunities? I would venture to say that most of you right now are doing a little bit that is bringing you a little bit of income, that is keeping you kind of safe, and you're seeing a little bit of growth. But if you really want to go next level, that is where investment comes into place. All right. I will tell you, that March event, this experience, and I'm only a few months in, has already been mind-blowing. We've already blown the doors off of our projections, and we're expected to have our biggest year yet. Friends, don't play small. It is March, and there is still a lot of time for you to make the commitment and go all in. I don't want you to end this year with regret that you should have made these decisions now, that you could have been further along if you would have seen the potential or if you would have taken that leap of faith. So whatever it may be, whether it's investing with me or investing with somebody else, just get out there and make some moves. You deserve it. You are worthy of your dreams. And I know that you have it within you to live a life of freedom and fulfillment. All right. I hope this was an amazing episode, short but sweet. Please do me a favor. I love for these episodes to get out there to other network marketers just like yourself. So if you can take a quick screenshot, tag me on Instagram at Melanie Mitro, hop into iTunes, leave me a rating and review. It helps this podcast get found by other individuals who are looking to grow and scale their network marketing businesses too. And as always, thanks so much for being here and listening to another episode. I'll see you back here next week.